Welcome back to another episode of the Post-Sermon Reflections podcast, where we want to help you apply Sunday morning learning into Monday morning living as we connect others to the love of Jesus and help them live on gospel mission. My name is Ruth, and I am joined by a friend who's been on the podcast a few times. Her name's Donna Hull. Give us a woo-woo.
Heyo.
What's up? I am excited to hop into this conversation. We're currently through our sermon series called The Body, where we are looking at what is the church meant to do? Who are we meant to be? What are we supposed to be about? And we currently are in Acts. And so you're going to give us a little bit of the recap of the text. So give us the address and tell us a little bit of what we preached on today, this Sunday morning.
So thanks, Ruth. Pastor Brennan preached on Acts 2:42-47. And it's what happens after the great day of Pentecost, when the Spirit came down and fell upon those who were gathered. And there were people from all over the known world at the time in Jerusalem for the feast of And so what ended up happening, so at the end of this portion, right before we our text today, there were 120 people that were kind of gathered up in a room, and then the Spirit came on them. Everybody's hearing the gospel in their own language, which was crazy.
Bonkers.
And then 3,000 souls, it says, were added about that day. There were 3,000 people who got saved
as
a result.
Have you ever seen that many people get saved at one time?
Can you imagine? We talk about church growth. Bam! Yeah. 3,000.
No one's from 120 doubling.
Like, how do you keep up with that database? But anyway, so you have 3,000 people added that day. And now, what? This is one of the things I love about scripture is sometimes you're left sitting there like you're watching a movie and it's a big cliffhanger and you're like, what happened next?
Yeah.
And this is one of those wonderful times when God gives us a behind the scenes look. Here's what happened. Here's what they did. And so they devoted themselves. And I love that word, devoted. They were committed. This was an ongoing, it wasn't just a one-time deal. This was an ongoing, consistent, constant, faithful devotion to one another. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship and the breaking of bread and the prayers, and all came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles, and all who believed were together and had all things in common, and they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as any had need. And day by day, here we get into what did they do? What did life look like? Here you go. Day by day, attending the temple together, breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved. And so we see a continued devotion to one another, a continued gathering together, a continued submission to the apostles' teaching. We see a continued growth as a result of this faithful gospel mission that they were now on. And so it continued to grow. So that's what today's text was basically about, what the early church, the very first local church in Jerusalem looked like.
That is so good.
Yeah.
That is so good. And so, Donna, I'd love to hear what stuck out to you from the preaching of God's word today.
Pastor Brennan used an illustration of, you know, radical sports fans who, you know, whether it's Clemson or Eagles fans, Go Birds, that are just like, you know, they have this we mentality, he called it, where it's, you know, Eagles fans, we're very bad at this, or we're very good at it, come what may. We are, you know, we beat the Giants. We won the Super Bowl. We need a new, you know, center. Our center retired. Jason Kelce is our guy.
You know, Donna's so considering putting herself there.
Dude, it's totally personal.
She's ready to go head to head with everyone.
I am not interested in the brotherly shove. No, thank you.
I love it.
Someone else can do that. So my point is that it's personal. Yeah. And as in a nation where we are devoted to rugged individualism, the church has this we mentality where it isn't about me, it's about we. So that's kind of what stuck out to me.
Yeah. And it's so hard to sometimes switch gears. And so you're used to saying, like, I'm American. And these are the realities of what it means to be American. It means that I'm an individual who receives the blessing of the country that I'm in because I've said yes to being American. Most of us were born into it. I was. And we recognize that we're not supposed to just have this American citizenship, but rather this heavenly citizenship. And that has to shift the gears for us. That has to be, hey, my American identity has to come secondary or tertiary.
Tertiary.
I can never get that word. Thirdary is what my brain wants to do. And so it's tough. Your brain wants to autocorrect and autocorrect very wrong. And that's okay. And And so we recognize, man, I need to live as such, as a kingdom of heaven, to say, hey, my personal property doesn't matter as much. The rights of my personal property when there's a brother and sister in need. Yeah. And therefore, I may have to sell my second car or even my first car to bless another person. Or I may need to make some room in my basement because there's someone that needs housing. Mm-hmm. And they're being used by God, but they're in a situation where they need some help. Mm-hmm. And we got to see that. We got to see that when it came to the explosion, the gospel explosion that happened in Acts right after Pentecost. We saw as people came near, others opened their doors, they opened their fridges, they opened their hearts, and they opened their hands to others and said, hey, come on in. Come on in, because what's happening here is different and distinct. Pastor Brennan talked about Clemson and this like beautiful identity where people say like, man, I love it so much that I'm coming back on vacation. And I was laughing because I was like, man, your college identity is like kind of goofy. Like it's like this goofy made up culture that we have. And like the reality of the gospel is so much more transcendent than being a tiger. And to say, why do we see a lower commitment to the person of Christ who laid his life down for us, who'd given us everything, the keys of the kingdom he handed to us.
Yeah.
And we're like, man, I'm a tiger.
And we need to join a book club.
Yeah. And we're like, man, I need to find other tigers so I can feel seen and known because of my beautiful college experience. And there's tons of things that we do. I joked that what is replacing gospel community is pickleball and CrossFit right now.
Listen, it could be pickleball. It could be CrossFit. When I was a teenager, it was, this is terrible, but like I was dating a guy who his main ambition in life was to be a warlock, like a biker, tough. Like biker gang, warlock. That's tough. Yeah, that's why we broke up. But that's anyway, tough. I had my heights, my sights were aimed a little higher.
Yeah.
But anyway, so, but the point
praise
is.
Praise God, Mark Hull showed up.
Praise God, Mark Hull showed up. But you know, the point is that I saw the same thing in them, in those people, because we used to hang out with them. And it's like, there's this desire, this need, and I believe God-given desire and need to be part of a community. You need to find your people.
Yeah.
And like you said, you know, it's whether it's a book club, pickleball, CrossFit, or a biker gang, you know, like people want to find their people.
Yeah.
The problem is, and Pastor Brennan pointed this out in the sermon, those other things are temporary.
Yeah.
When you belong to a community where what you have in common is Christ, that's an eternal community.
Yeah.
And so your local church is a part of that. And that's where you plug into that eternal community.
Yeah.
And that's where you do all the one anothering that we're commanded to do in scripture.
Yeah.
And so those are truly your people for eternity.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, it's the radical generosity that emerged after they all came together, this phenomenon where they just started meeting each other's needs.
Mm.
All of, you know, Paul's writing about, you know, all the one anothers is born out of that.
Yeah.
And so we need to do that in community, in true community, because we're made in the image of God and God is community within the Trinity.
Yeah, that's so good. And so what do you feel like encouraged you the most kind of in this passage and text?
I think that shift happens where you go from being me-centered to we-centered to thinking about the church as we. A lot of times we're on staff at church and we know that people come and say, you guys should.
A little bit of an us versus them.
Fill in the blank.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, we, including you, on in, you know?
Yeah.
There's this desire to be part of it, but yet that you go, that making that shift from, you know, what I need into what can I do?
Yeah.
I think that shift is a big thing. I think it's encouraging that we take it personally, that the cares and needs of the people at CrossPoint matter to other people at CrossPoint, to the members at CrossPoint. So like Mark has always said, you know, God is the great gap filler. And where there are gaps in our lives, whether it's financial or emotional, spiritual gaps, relational gaps, familial gaps, God fills those gaps. And so people who are motherless can find a spiritual mom in the local church. You're not going to have that kind of relationship outside of the local church. You're just not.
Yeah.
You can watch anybody you want on TV. Please don't watch just anybody. But you can watch anybody you want on TV or YouTube and find something, you know, but that person is not invested in you. People in the local church are. It's personal.
Mm-hmm. And I think there's a beauty to recognize that the idea of family crosses economic lines, it crosses racial lines, it crosses generational lines.
Yeah.
And it's important to recognize, like, man, only the gospel allows us to take those what we consider sometimes our primary identities and make them mm-hmm. secondary or tertiary.
Tertiary. She'll get it.
Just kidding.
Tertiary.
That was done on purpose. Rada, rada, rada. And can make us lay them down
yeah.
and say, this is hard. Like, it's hard to not be known in some of our core parts of our identity, but I am going to labor alongside of getting to know and be known mm-hmm. in a way that makes it say, hey, like, no, I'm going to labor along with you, even as we have misunderstanding. I'm going to labor along with you. We joke on staff of, like, the different generational, like, they'll point out to be like, you're being a Gen Z right now and you need to chill out. and so there's just things that come with the climate culture you grew up in, the things that are common to me that might be foreign to Donna, or common to Donna that might be foreign to me. But the laboring is, I'm going to labor to understand, and I'm going to labor to find unity, rather than like, oh, I just want to find all my 20 something year olds and gather together and live a separate.
I'm gonna find my tribe, my people.
Yes. And to say, no, my tribe actually gets much expanded.
Yeah,
and it looks a lot less like me.
Right. Those things that could be obstacles
yeah.
out in the world, they're not obstacles
no.
in the church.
They just become invitations.
Well, that's yeah. exactly right. And the fact that Pastor Brennan even preached this, and he emphasized we over me over and over, like he hit it many times. And the idea being that, you know, that's the culture
yeah.
that we are trying to, you know, demonstrate here at Crosspoint.
Yeah.
We want everybody to have a we yeah. mentality. Embrace
yeah.
the we.
Yeah. Yeah. And we, like, when a brother and sister hurts, that I hurt alongside of them. It's not, oh, it's their issues. And so when they're experiencing pain in our culture, or they're experiencing even pain within our church, that it's a moment to wrap our arms around each other and say, all right, what does it look like to sit with you? Mm-hmm. What does it look like to care for you? Mm-hmm. And we talked a little bit, this kind of ties into our challenge of, hey, what does it mean to bear our burdens in certain seasons? What does it look like for some people are in a season that they're like, all right, I'm hearing this we and me, but like, I'm toast right now.
Yeah.
And I need to receive blessing. What does it look like for us to have this healthy understanding of seasons where we need a hug?
Yeah.
And seasons where we got to pick up a broom.
Yeah.
And that we can receive both of those things, because the reality is I think of like a mom who just gave birth to a child. Mm-hmm. I'm not asking a mom who just gave birth to a child to pick up bricks. That's not what I'm asking her to do.
No.
Why? Because she's
big. Be very unkind.
Be very big meanie over here.
Big
and,
fat meanie head.
And because what I'm doing is I'm recognizing the season that she's in. I'm mm-hmm. recognizing that she's working this very specific way and her body needs rest.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, hey.
Bring her a casserole. Don't
yeah.
ask her.
Yeah. I'm gonna look at her situation and I'm going to wrap my arms around mm-hmm. that situation. I'm going to take away necessary barriers Amen. That she's experiencing mm-hmm. and saying, hey, I love you where you're at. Or I'm thinking of a friend coming out of the hospital.
Sure.
Or I'm thinking of a friend who's like, man, I just experienced a spiritual attack like I've never experienced before, and I lost, and I need help.
Yeah.
I need help. I got some wounds that need some tending to.
Yeah.
Show me how to tend to these wounds mm-hmm. so that as I'm healing, I can then give back. So mm-hmm. Donna, walk me through a little bit of what you think that looks like and how we can have some wisdom and discernment mm-hmm. for where people are and how we can care for them.
Yeah. I think this kind of speaks into the church membership issue.
Mm.
Okay. Pastor Brennan showed a clip of Tripley talking about, yeah, he's great, talking about church membership and how it's a special kind of commitment. It's a special kind of relationship. It's a special kind of submission. And he reflected on the writings in the New Testament, all those commands, those one another's. And what we need to remember is there's a give and take on the one anothering. If everybody's one anothering, somebody's receiving mm-hmm. what that person is giving.
Yeah.
So if I am, you know, helping you to bear your burdens, if I am mm-hmm. doing the one anothering properly, I'm going to be giving and you're going to be receiving yeah. and vice versa.
Yeah.
So there's this mutual thing. Mm-hmm. Sometimes what you refer to is like when you're toast, I'm fried, I got nothing left in the tank. You need to be on the receiving end at that point. The challenge, mm-hmm. I think, is that we can tend to slouch kind of back into the me mentality.
Mm.
When we're hurt, we've been hurt by one of God's people that is not acting godly.
Mm.
We've been hurt by the church. We've been hurt by the world. We're like you mentioned, spiritual attack, whatever it might yeah. be, whatever you're-
we've made a mistake.
Health
we've
issues.
We've made a mistake. I experienced it myself, like a part of my, I walked away from Jesus and I came back and I was not ready to just- hop right back in. I needed some help saying, all right, what do I need to believe about the gospel?
Right.
Since what I did as a believer.
Yeah.
And had to be restored and had to be brought back to say, all right, sister.
And that's it. And that's when we need the people coming yeah. alongside. And when you belong to a church, when you're a member of a decent, a good Bible honoring Christ-centered yeah. church,
yeah.
what should happen is that when you become a member, we at Crosspoint, we covenant together. Mm-hmm. We say, I am going to have eyes on you. Yeah. I am going to really try to see you, not just look at you. I'm going to try and see mm-hmm. you.
Yeah.
I'm going to see when you're hurting, when you're sad, when something's wrong, when you're going through something, and then be there for one another. Mm-hmm. What Tripoli referred to in the clip was the idea that God gave people for certain functions in the church. Mm-hmm. And the implication being that those people would teach and you would submit to that teaching
yeah.
and that you would submit vertically, horizontally.
Yeah.
And when it's done well and it's done right, which I believe it is here at Crosspoint, mm-hmm. you know, there's nothing more beautiful. And so that challenge, though, like I said, is to sliding back into the me mentality when I need to be on the receiving end. Don't get stuck there.
Yeah.
And Pastor Brennan said, like, the big shift is we go from, you know, like, talk about serving at church. Mm-hmm. We're all called to serve.
Amen.
And instead of, you know, why do I have to serve? I come, you know, I give.
Isn't that enough?
Isn't that enough? What more do you want? You know,
I show up.
I'm here. Right.
Showing up's important. Step one.
Hey, the ministry is showing up. We're big about that.
Step
right?
one. Yeah.
The question should be, what can I do?
Yeah.
What can I do to serve? Because every part of the body is vital.
Yeah.
We'll get into that later on in the series. But yeah, I think that's the big challenge, is to slide back into.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because when you're hurt, you tend to withdraw, whatever. So it's a natural.
And there is maturity and immaturity
yes.
in service just the same. And so there are people who serve for themselves just as much. They want to say, look at me. Jesus is all star. And so it's a recognition that our commitment to the church is our commitment to the rubbing off of selfishness. Mm-hmm. And so I am serving Jesus when I'm serving in secret. Like, when nobody's watching and I'm saying, no, I'm going to go the extra mile. I'm going to do what matters unto Christ, because it's him who's my king. And so I think the beauty of being under biblical gospel-centered teaching, being alongside of fellow believers who are pushing us, is to say, hey, selfishness needs to die everywhere. Mm-hmm. It needs to die in me sitting on the bench when I'm being called to get in.
Yeah.
It needs to die when I'm burning out and I'm unwilling to ask for help. And it needs to die when I am saying, man, I just hope they see me killing it for the kingdom. And all of those things, like, the beauty is, I was talking to someone about cleaning the church, and you say, like, there is no task that can't make me more like Christ, but there's also no task that can't cause my selfish heart to sin.
Yeah.
And so it's submitting ourselves to Jesus and saying, Jesus, help me to let this mold me into you.
Yeah, exactly. And I want to say one more thing about that when we're talking about people who are hurting and people mm-hmm. who are, you know, empty, or, you know, just fried, their tank is empty, the best thing, Mark and I have found this to be true mm-hmm. in our own experience and in years of ministry and watching it happen with other people.
Yeah.
When you're hurt, mm-hmm. when you're empty, mm-hmm. when you've got nothing left to give, the best cure
yeah.
is to serve other people.
Yeah.
It moves you out of that me mentality
yeah.
and says, what can I do for them?
Yeah.
And when you do that, something wonderful happens. Mm-hmm. You are honoring Christ, you are demonstrating Christ. The Holy Spirit is at work in you and using you. A lot of times you're talking about that, hey, I'm the all-star, I'm the whatever. Excuse me. A lot of times what ends up happening is we have that mentality, just being the hands and feet of Jesus. You forget those hands and feet have holes in them. They're bloody hands and feet.
Yeah.
It's going to hurt.
Yeah.
It might hurt. Yeah. And so, like, it's not a showy offy thing.
No.
It's a sacrifice. It's called being called to sacrifice. And so when you live that life of sacrifice and you do for others, even when you don't, especially when you don't feel like mm-hmm. it, man, something beautiful happens.
Yeah.
You are refined and you are molded more into the image of God's son.
And the beauty is our yes is to him, not to others.
That's right.
And so when we get host, and we get, I was talking to a friend, they were like, I'm not burnt out, but I'm toasty. And I've been thinking about
get
that
a little crispy.
And that was cracking me up. And but I was thinking about, like, when my yes to Jesus often is to take certain things off my plate so I can prioritize what's on his plate.
Yeah.
And to say, man, I love to be caught being super goofy and silly and being all over the place. And he says, what have I asked you to do today? Yep. I've asked you to seek me first, seek my kingdom, and everything else will be added to you. And so our invitation from this discussion is to say, hey, consider where you are. Mm-hmm. And to say, hey, if you have been, you've seen the Holy Spirit drawing your heart towards church membership and you haven't taken that step, consider taking that step of courage to join, to covenant, even though you might be scared, even though that there might be some hesitations. Talk to Chris Dominich. You can email him any questions you have at chris@fellowshipcrosspoint.org. He would love to get in the ring with you to help you think through maybe some of the challenges you're having. And some of you may be like, well, I'm scared to get baptized. I'm scared to take a spiritual step of obedience to stand in front of my people and say, hey, I'm on Team Jesus and I'm ready to receive the consequences of that. Because there's a beauty to that. There's a beauty of saying, hey, I want to be accountable like I am Christ because I am Christ. And so if you're in that position, hey, again, you can talk to Chris. Mm-hmm. And if you are interested in serving in specific capacities at this church, and so if you're interested in saying, you know what? I recognize that I've been sitting on the bench and I'm ready to get put in. You can email ben@fellowshipcrosspoint.org. He would love to help you get on a team because we know that it's important for you to link arms, for you to say, hey, I as a believer want to stand up and help.
Yeah. One thing about that, there are some people who might get the impression, you know, well, they don't need me because we're a functioning team. Mm. Trust me when I tell you, we need you.
Yes.
There is a spot for you.
There is
a spot. We will help you find a spot.
Yeah. And I think it's important to just recognize to say, hey, if you're coming in saying, man, I need to be needed, that's something I'd ask that you'd present that to the Lord and say, hey, I want to recognize how I can serve my king, not just serve these people asking for help. Because I want blood-bought sons and daughters excited to step into the game, ready to say yes to their king, not just yes to me, because he's got work to do in them and work to do through them. Don, will you hit me? Will you pray for our friends as we're hopping out of here?
I sure would love
to. Thanks,
Donna. Thanks. Lord God in heaven, thank you so much, Father, that you have given us this local church and that you, Lord God, established such a thing as local churches. And so, Father, we praise you that you have given us the opportunity to come into an eternal community here on earth where we can come shoulder to shoulder with others who love you and are loved by you, who serve you, and who just long to be obedient and respond in, you know, a faithful act of obedience when it comes to responding to your gospel of grace. And so, Father, I pray that for those listening, Lord, that if there are any who don't know you yet, Lord, that they would come to faith in you, that you would draw them to yourself so that they could be brought into this community. Mm-hmm. We are not by any means a closed community, Lord. We want all to come. Mm-hmm. And so, Father, I pray that any who hear the sound of the gospel, Lord, that they would respond and that you would draw them. And so, Lord, I pray for my brothers and sisters who are people who come to Crosspoint, Lord, may you bring them along, Lord, and help them to see, maybe look in the mirror and see where they've had a me mentality and make that shift, Lord, to a we mentality. And I pray, Father, that we would, as we go from here, be mindful of our brothers and sisters, Lord. Help us to one another each other well. Help us to be those pierced hands and feet, Lord. Live lives of sacrifice in service to you, Lord, and you alone. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Donna, thank you so much. And friends, if you are not subscribed, I just ask that you would. It'll give you a notification every time a new episode comes up. And if this is a blessing to you or you think it'd be a blessing to your friend, please share it. We want to continue this ministry to bless others to live on gospel mission and say yes to Jesus with their whole lives. Pray you have an awesome Monday and hope you have a great rest of your week.